3, 2, 1. Q-Ben.
Me?
Yeah, I'm letting you.
Hello.
Letting you get right into it this week.
Hi, everyone.
You're loud, aren't you?
Welcome to the... Oh.
Sorry.
Welcome, everyone, to the Shindig Breakfast Show here.
God, yeah.
On FCUM Radio.
Welcome.
It's Saturday morning, unless, of course, you're listening to the podcast, in which case, it's any time.
The Eels did a good song called Saturday Morning. Do you remember that one?
No.
Saturday Morning.
Have you had a good week?
I've had difficulty sleeping.
Why?
Last night, Ben, so that would be Wednesday night for the benefit of listeners.
We're recording this.
You
on
don't
Thursday.
Need to point that out.
Oh.
For the benefit of listeners, I'm talking about Wednesday night. It was unseasonably warm, Ben, in the middle of the night. The heating wasn't on, but I suddenly went, God, this is warm. I couldn't sleep because of it.
It was freezing.
No, I looked it up on the old statistics. In the middle of the night, Ben, it went to like 11 degrees.
Oh.
What the hell's that about? What is going on in this world? You know what they're going to say? It's global warming, Marv. The icebergs! The icebergs are melting, Marv. It's coming to an end. The cracks in the earth.
To be fair,
who's responsible for this? It's Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump. I mean, he's responsible for a lot of things, but he's not responsible for the end of the world yet.
He probably will.
Not yet. If things happen in the way they're continuing to go, he may be for fault.
I feel like we're in the bad bit of Back to the Future Part 2. You know the alternative universe that went horribly wrong with Biff in charge? I think we're there.
I mean, that's a terrible time, isn't it?
Did he need to do? He needed to get the sports almanac thing. So
the almanac, yeah.
What we need to do then is make sure that he's not putting any bets on.
That is a great shout. Someone should raid Trump's library, see if there's a sports almanac in there. And what year it says on the front.
Of course,
what
we
would
know,
you do?
We know where he got his what money from
do?
Anyway.
Let's
so
say
it's no secret.
He's a brilliant businessman, Ben, yeah?
No, he inherited most of it.
What?
Yeah, if he's
so
sad.
Let's say this, Ben. Let's say that you find a sports almanac in the future and you place bets and you get a lot of money. That's a guarantee, Ben. What do you do with the power that you've got then?
I'd sort out the Lightbound Road end. I'd build a terrace there. For away supporters at Broadhurst Park.
What do you say to people when they say, Ben, where's all this money come from?
I'd also buy...
Answer my question.
Let me finish. I'm answering your first question.
I'm doing Newsnight-style interviewing.
I'd build that swampy cricket pavilion that we've been planning on the other side of Lightbound Road on the playing fields there. I'd probably move the athletics track over as well. You know, create like a sport hub.
A hub.
In North Manchester.
You like a hub, don't
you? I'd have that there. I'd get a rugby team in. A proper rugby, not the 15...
Not the side. Yeah. Sevens. Rugby sevens?
League.
Rugby sevens?
No. Get them there. And just, you know, have a bit of a sports loving for North Manchester. Have a proper sports club.
What about this? Let me suggest this.
Sports Club United of Manchester. Just to give...
Good ring, hasn't it?
You know...
SCUM. Stop, scum.
Stockport County fans have been calling us that for years. It's about time that we embraced it.
Ah, that is good.
Yeah.
That is tremendous. What
would I do if people asked me where I got the money from?
Yeah.
Stocks and shares. That's what Jacob B-Smog says.
What if they drill
stocks
in on
stocks and shares.
What if they drill in on it? What stocks?
Oh, there'd be no oil.
What shares? What stocks?
Oh, I'd do some boats.
You see, this is what you need to get tighter on, mate, because I know you like your gold bars. I assume you've got a series of them buried in different places around your property.
No.
Really?
Have
you ever seen your gold bar?
No.
You've never seen it still?
No.
It's just sitting in a vault somewhere in Austria.
I don't have a gold bar.
Did you never get one?
I never got one.
Oh, that's a shame. This was Ben's brilliant idea in 2013. That
I was ahead of the curve.
The world was coming to an end. And you know what? He called it right. And his solution was to put all his money into gold bars.
To be fair, I never predicted 11 degree temperatures out of nowhere in the middle of the night. I never predicted that.
It was terrifying.
But I reckon if that had happened... Well, it did happen.
I reckon the
gold prices shot up overnight because people went... Better invest in gold before the wheels come off this bad boy.
At what point do gold bars become bullion?
Pardon?
Gold bullion, that's what they say, isn't it?
No idea.
I don't know if it's like an amount. It's like, you know, I've got 5 gold bars. No, you've got gold bullion. It's confusing because there's also a vegetable stock called bouillon.
That is confusing. More on food shortly as we discuss the catering.
No. More on food right now, Ben. Let's get into it.
We're structuring the show properly this week, Marv.
Are we? Sorry.
Last week was good. The week before was good.
Was it?
Yeah, the solid shows. It's like a piece de resistance. It was like a return to form, Marv.
A piece de resistance.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The piece de resistance, Ben. Thank you very much.
I'll come over here.
All right.
Get out of the way.
You know what that means? You know what this music is, everybody? We played it for like 3 weeks in a row now. It's the start of the show. It's the Shindig Breakfast Show, and we're feeling...
Ole, ole,
that's right.
Ole,
get the shoulders in.
Ole,
come on, Margaret.
Ole, ole,
come on, Bill.
Ole,
here we go.
Ole.
We're feeling...
hot, hot, hot.
That's right. We're feeling hot, hot, diggity hot, ladies and gentlemen.
Hot, hot, hot.
And we're here for the next hour to bring you some... hot news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all kinds of hot news. And as Ben alluded to there, we're going to be talking food. We're going to be talking football. We're going to be talking all the F's this morning. Any of the F's you'd like to talk about?
Food, football, and lots of fun, Marv.
Fun, 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 fun. It's been quite the week, ladies and gentlemen. Politically, quite the week. I'm sure we'll get into a little bit of political talk. Yeah, we'll do a sprinkle of politics. You know, my kind of general care about politics these days is zero, like a flat zero. It's minus figures, because I used to be a flat zero, and then I peaked interest.
You did, during the election and Brexit.
And then referendum happened, and I've gone ever since then, just out of it. Don't care anymore. But we're going to talk a little bit of politics. We're going to talk NFL. We'll have a little discussion.
Padded bumping,
as you call it, yeah. That sounds like a lovely little Yorkshire village, doesn't it? Padded bumping. Have you been to Padded bumping? They've got a lovely... What's the name of that pub in Padded bumping? Do you know that?
The Cock Inn.
The Cock Inn, that's right. The Cock
Inn.
Oh, feeling hot, hot, hot. And of course, FC United won their second game of the season last weekend.
Technically, it's the third, Marv, because we beat... it's the fourth. It's the fourth.
How was that?
Beat Altrincham.
That's one.
We beat Colne in the FA Cup.
Oh.
We beat Gloucester North End in the Manchester Premier Cup.
Of course we did.
And then we beat Kidderminster Harriers.
I only count league games, Ben, you know that, because we've got no hope in the cup.
Still don't know how we did it.
Well, we're going to analyse the game, Ben. We're going to put a quiz question to the audience, ladies and gentlemen, because famously on Saturday, of course, FC United won against Kidderminster Harriers, and they did so without a manager, a coach, a first-team coach, on the sidelines, Ben. Who stepped in?
We did have an assistant manager.
The assistant manager, yeah. His name is...
Jack Doyle.
But effectively...
Thanks for that quiz.
We were in a gap there. We didn't have a manager. And ladies and gentlemen, the question this morning is, when has this happened before with FC United? Can you tell us the game? Can you tell us the date? Can you tell us what happened? It has happened before, ladies and gentlemen. We had to resort to the panic stations of using an assistant manager. Let us know. Get in touch. Ben and Marv at fcmradio.co.uk.
Some people are rocking, others chanting, feeling hot.
Am I right that this song reminds me of that film? Wait. That film where that guy is dead all the way through and the Weekend at Bernie's?
Beetlejuice.
No. Weekend at Bernie's?
Beetlejuice.
Don't say it a third time.
I know.
Do not say it. This is a nice place, mate. I don't want snakes up my banisters and wearing...
It is East Manchester, to be fair. It's the least of your problems.
Yeah, I had a friend... You know my concerns about Manchester recently, Ben? And a friend of mine visited from London recently and she said to me, it's been a while since I've been to Manchester. Can I ask you a question about it? I said, yeah, sure. Is it getting more violent? That's the way we like to deal with it these days in Manchester.
Just play music.
Is it getting more violent here? Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Don't worry about it. Anyway, yeah, this is the Shindig Breakfast Show with Ben and Marv, and we're going to be here with you for the next hour to take you into the day, basically.
Also coming up, we've got an interview with Neil Reynolds, previewing this afternoon's game between FC United and Brackley Town.
What do you call him?
Renault.
That's right. I got confused when you came around, so I got an interview with Renault. Oh, the car manufacturer. The French car manufacturer, I think that sounds right.
No, it's Renault. And there's been lots of...
Renault?
And there's been lots of coaching announcements as well. Lots of people joining us from Bamber Bridge. Some very exciting coaching talent joining us.
Don't give us that yet, Ben. Just sprinkle the, you know, throw the fishing rod out there. Get people biting.
We'll hear from Neil Reynolds shortly.
Of course we will.
Second intro.
Shindig! Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. You know I once was. Can you hear that? Oh, it's you.
It's the Shindig Breakfast Show on FCM Radio.
We're back, everyone.
Hello, you can get in touch with us this morning on Ben and Marv at fcmradio.co.uk. You can
tweet us
at FCM Radio. Do people tweet us?
Occasionally.
You can get in touch on Facebook. Is that still a thing?
Yeah. You
not
can
closed
get
it down yet? They haven't.
No, it's still going.
We see that someone's got a new job at Facebook.
Yes, Nicholas Clegg.
Nicholas Clegg.
Yes.
I saw a really good article about that, which said, this is just a good decision for Nick Clegg as it is for Facebook. They didn't really say this is a good decision. They said this is a good decision for Nick Clegg and for Facebook.
Mutually good for them.
Exactly, Ben. It's a really well-written article. I'll send it on to you later. Also, Ben, a little bit of an insight from you earlier. You found a photo of our old studio.
Yes.
What was it like?
It was like an old abandoned mill.
Was it?
It was from 1997. It was in the Northern Quarter. And, that part of town has seen better days.
So before they'd built the studio.
Yes. Well, right. No, the studio. So it's, I hate to say this, man, but you lived in a very old building, just spruced up.
Sure, but I mean, the building was there.
Yes.
But the studio hadn't been built.
No. There was no mixing desk or anything.
There was no mixing desk.
No computer. No, in fact, I don't think Apple Mac existed at that point in time.
In the 90s, yes, they did, Ben.
Oh, yeah, they had those colourful computer screens, didn't they, back then?
It looked like a bubble
little
box.
Yeah, like a light bulb.
I think your missus used to have one, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
It was pink.
It was pink.
That was what, you know, grabbed the attention for Apple early days.
She had pink hair as well.
She did have pink hair. I remember those days. Yeah. You went on one date and she moved in. That's keen, isn't it?
It's very keen.
You know, that's how dating should be done, Ben, in my opinion. Just go on, fade it up. That's right. You fade it up, I'll fade it down. Oh, Ben, no. Ben, come on. Keep your app, Ben. Keep your dirty. All right, that's enough. Yeah, it's the Ben and Marv. It's the Christmas show.
What?
Breakfast show.
Actually, technically, Marv, this is our Halloween special.
It is a Halloween special. Watch yourselves. We'll play some Halloween-oriented music.
We'll play the Sonics later.
Play the Sonics. I always like Put a Spell on You by Creedence.
No, we'll just play Sonics.
Or we could try something new, Ben.
No, let's play the Sonics.
All right.
We'll play the Cramps.
Here's some hot news that I read today. Wireless Festival. You were a Wireless Festival?
What's the Wireless Festival? Is that the one in Clitheroe?
Down south somewhere. It's in a community, and there have been complaints in the past about noise levels, etc. Obviously, for a festival. But there's also been complaints made in the past about the fact that the level from the stage can be heard so clearly in the local community is that you can hear swear words.
Oh, no.
And there's a lot of it. So they've agreed that in future festivals there'll be no swearing by the acts on stage, which I think is a lovely idea.
Yeah,
they did point out that I think it was Stormzy or maybe some other youngster.
Stormzy would respect that, wouldn't they?
Well, they did point out that if Stormzy were to play, 24 of his 27 known songs wouldn't be able to be played. I like the idea of Stormzy coming on just doing those three songs over and over again.
Oh, do nice some covers. Clean.
Couple of covers.
Yeah, My Way.
Yeah, there's no swearing in My Way.
No, there isn't.
But it's about time it got cleaned up.
What, My Way?
No. The festival scene.
Oh, grime.
Grime is very, I mean, you know.
Very grimy.
It is. Mm. It's not clean by its very nature, Ben. Have you told people the contact details yet?
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, and coming up in the show, Neil Reynolds coming up very, very shortly, so don't you be going anywhere.
Last week, Ben.
Yes.
They listened to the show.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting there now thinking to themselves, how was Ben's pie last week?
Well, this is it, Marv. I didn't get a pie. Mm. I got chicken curry.
You got a chicken curry?
Yes.
Did it come with rice? Chips?
Chicken curry and rice.
Look at this, here we go.
At Kidderminster.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben's brought the match program.
Yes, yeah. Which Kidderminster...
This looks just like Ayresome Park Day's programme. This is classic.
Well, the thing is about Kidderminster, there's a couple of things which is nice about Kidderminster. Is that
just two things.
Three things.
Just three things that's nice about Kidderminster.
Four.
We'll go for four.
Four. All right, the first thing is you have a press pass, an actual ticket with a seat number, which everyone in the press section adheres to. Oh. There's no making up as you go along, freestyling, just spreading out. You get your seat number, that's your seat number.
Large number of press there?
It's the largest press bench in non-league football.
But was there a large press presence?
There's about seven or so.
Right.
The thing is that FC United don't have is a local paper. So if there's a local paper
there's the Manchester Evening News.
Yeah, but they don't cover non-league. Mm. You have, your local radio, the BBC radio, the in-house radio, TV, and a newspaper. There's a lot of press there. But anyway, the other thing is, The other thing is...
That was number one.
The catering.
Number two catering.
Is superb. Plus is where you get a free match programme, which means you can also...
This is free.
Well, with your press pass.
Oh.
Which means you can also relive the food, because there's a piece in the programme about the food.
This is the most visual food advertising I've ever seen in a matchday
it's
programme.
It's also savoury as well, because it's right opposite the local MP's advert. And I'm going to suggest...
Look that, at him.
I said this on It'll Be Off. What do you reckon? Political party?
Conservative.
Definitely,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Is it? Have you looked it up?
Well, no, but it's nailed on. I'd be very surprised.
It looks like vote for Mark Sharp, or whatever his name was.
Oh, what was his name?
Dave?
Oh, we need to find
that. We'll look it up. So you can get, let me just take people through. You can get bangers and mash.
Yep.
You can get sweet and sour pork.
Yep.
All right, lasagna's there, classic. Yep. Chicken curry, chili con carne. There's a few different pies you can get. Chicken and mushroom, cheese and onion steak and kidney. I tell you what, Ben, they look good.
They're not just ordinary pies. They're big pies
in a
tray.
Yeah, I mean, the cheese and onion pie's got an actual slice of fresh tomato on top. It's an actual vegetable on there. And there's also, Ben, something at the top here called the famous Agra Cottage Pie.
That's what Woodzo had.
What was it like?
He said it was delicious.
Was it?
Yeah.
You can also get an Agra soup.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs. What are they?
Bits of dog in a bun.
Bits of dog in a bun?
Yeah.
Cup, people though. Like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Very popular.
Tail or?
Just general.
Right. Burgers. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And roast pork.
Roast pork.
Roast pork. Like a Sunday dinner.
Yeah,
Does it come with the trimmings?
I think you can get apple sauce.
Oh, it also says it comes with drinks. Did you get yourself a drink?
I got a coffee.
Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was.
Espresso?
No, just an ordinary...
Just a white coffee.
Dirty coffee.
Yeah, a dirty coffee.
I like a dirty coffee.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you not like nice coffee?
I like nice coffee, but I also really appreciate...
You're the perfect man.
A greasy spoon
you're across coffee. You're across the banner, aren't you?
I like a greasy spoon coffee. I reckon that's my favourite type of coffee.
It's a weird thing, because I'm a sandwich guy. Love making a sandwich. I make some great sandwiches.
Can I but just let check me tell something? You this. Just to say... You go to Pret, don't you?
No.
Which is basically middle-class Greggs.
Yeah, I don't go to Pret anymore. I have done in the past, but I don't anymore.
Do you go to Greggs instead?
No, I these days, Ben, I get a salad for lunch.
What?
Yeah, it's a Philpott salad.
You've changed.
No,
and just to say, just to also add, you're wearing the same jumper.
This is a brand new jumper.
Kidderminster's manager was also wearing on the touchline. What? He was going for the old Pep look.
Yeah.
And there you are now, wearing the same jumper.
Pep's opened a restaurant in town.
Has it? What's it called? Pep. A manger?
It's not... Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit of salt and pep. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. It's very expensive. It's one of these minimalist menus. It's got like six things on it.
Can we discuss while we're talking? Can we discuss all the buildings going up in town at the moment?
Out of control, isn't it?
I believe... I read a newspaper article that we're approaching 70 cranes in the city centre, Marv. 70. That's a lot of cranes building stuff.
I can think of three.
Just three cranes?
Well, I'm sure there's more than that. I'm just saying I can think of three. You put me on the spot.
No, you'd have to name them.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So we covered off food.
Yeah.
And we covered off your press seating arrangements.
Yes.
What are the other two things you like about Kidderminster?
Well, your food.
We've said
press
that.
Press pass, programme, and the video wall.
The video wall?
They've got a video wall, which is about the size of your TV.
That's built, not a video wall into
built,
TV,
No, this
mate.
Is the thing. Built into the scoreboard. So you've got a scoreboard as well and a
Where?
Clock.
Like up on the...
On the back of one of the stands, one of the ends behind the goal. And the actual screen plays videos.
Of?
YouTube. Highlights.
Music videos?
No, highlights of goals and stuff. But it's so small, you're like going, that's amazing. We need that at FC. When I win the lottery... when I get my sports almanac sorted, we'll invest in one of them.
I don't understand your point. It's tiny.
Very small.
But yet it's great.
Yeah, because it's so impressive that they've managed to get...
It doesn't sound impressive. It sounds like a tiny television at the back of a stand.
No. It's on the roof of the stand, right? And it's really good because not only does it do highlights
sending
and
flags
interviews...
John up a ladder just to nail a TV
Not
to
only
a stand.
Does it do highlights and videos and stuff, it also does commentaries during the game of what's going on. So if there's a booking, that'll appear on there. Booking yellow card and stuff like that.
And you can see it?
You can see it, yeah, quite clearly. But it's like Championship Manager commentary going on in the goal and all this. And it's...
Well, they had a busy weekend last weekend, weren't they?
Well, 2-1.
Yeah.
So, just to say, the Shindig Breakfast Show played its part last week in putting Kidderminster under false sense of security. Of course, we had it in the bag all the way through. No danger at all.
Nice centrefold.
Did you? I don't think he came on, actually.
He's a good-looking lad.
He didn't even come on.
I don't like his orange boots.
But today it's FC United against Brackley Town, and I think it's about time we introduced a special guest for this morning's Saturday morning shindig.
We've got one now?
Yeah, Neil Reynolds.
Oh, I thought you meant someone was coming in.
Brand new manager. Had his first week.
Well, put my trousers on.
Had his first week in charge of the club. Bit of controversy over his appointment, Marv, this week. Yes.
What was the controversy?
In the fact that he appeared on the pitch, customary scarf above his head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hyde United t-shirt on?
No. Grey jeans.
Right.
Black. What do you call those things?
Socks?
Brogues? Shoes?
Crocs?
No, no.
He was wearing Crocs.
Not Crocs.
Get him out.
Not Crocs.
If he stood there...
Is it brogues? Is that what it is? The ones with the dot patterns on them? The posh shoes with the pattern on them.
With a pattern on them?
Yeah, you know that dot round? I can't think of the name. I'll just show you the picture. How was that? I'm showing Marv the picture, the footwear.
What was the controversy?
The fact he was wearing jeans with those black shoes. It was like a fashion... No.
Good grief. FC fans are idiots. I shouldn't say that, Ben. If Neil Reynolds can win a game without even being there, I don't care what he wears with his grey jeans.
But it's now time to hear from Neil Reynolds. We caught up with him. We caught up with him on Friday.
That's Ben's best joke for like 5 years.
We caught up with him on Friday afternoon.
So a big thank you to Neil Reynolds for joining us now here on FC Radio. Hello, Neil. How's your first week been?
Hi, Ben. Really busy. Lots to do, lots to learn, a lot of new people to meet and, you know, names to remember. But I've loved every minute of it. You know, I've really, really enjoyed it and I can't wait for the game tomorrow now.
Now, we'll come to the game in a second, but you've been busy shaping and reshaping your backroom staff. A couple of personnel coming in from Bamber Bridge. Firstly, Jamie Milligan. I've seen Jamie Milligan play. He's actually quite a good player.
Yeah, and I've no doubt the FC United fans will see Jamie play at some point this season as well. Jamie's come across. He joined me as assistant manager, A-licensed football coach, wonderful coach and person to have around. And I've referenced in tomorrow's programme that, you know, I think arguably Jamie is one of, if not the best non-league player to grace the scenes in the last 10, 15 years. So Jamie's experience, Jamie's know-how around the place will benefit the players and, you know, and give us that structure that we need going into match days.
And also Mike Faulkner as well. What can you tell us about Mike?
Mike's within football, you've got to have people that you trust explicitly. And me and Mike go back 25 years. Best friends for life, if you will. But Mike's got a deep knowledge on player analysis. He's got a deep knowledge on the understanding of how players work, and he'll operate differently. He'll look at the analysis side of it. He'll look at one-to-one specifics that the players need, and he will bring that, and he'll give that to the players here.
And obviously, as well, when we spoke last week, and you've made no secret of this, you want Dave Chadwick to be part of the coaching setup. He's done a cracking job as caretaker manager. He's in a new role as head of coaching. What does that role entail? Is that like covering an overview of the academy and that kind of thing, or what does it entail?
You know, mainly to do with the first team. You know, on training nights, him and Jamie will get together and lead the sessions. But Dave's that figurehead that you need around the place, and you know the players are used to working with him. I've just been amazed at how much knowledge and passion that he has about the club and around the club, but also how good he's out on the training pitch as well. And I've said that I would have been daft to remove a Dave Chadwick. I wanted to get to work with him and get to know him and see what he could bring. But I've been delighted with his just his involvement in the first week. Not just on the training pitch. He's we're on the phone to each other. We're talking players. We're talking recruitment. Just been delighted, and he's essential. I kept him around the place, and really looking forward to deepening our relationship together.
And Chappie stays on as goalkeeper coach, a very popular member of the backroom staff, and arguably the busiest person at FC United. Olivia Smith stays as physio. I don't know how she does it, to be honest. Obviously Tom Conroy and Jack Doyle have moved back to the academy setup. So all the pieces are there, and how's training been this week?
Yeah, the backroom staff's now complete, but training's been great. Training's been different. Spoke to a few of the senior players and the younger players, and training's been completely different, they've said. We've done a lot of work on our shape going into Saturday. We've worked on a couple of set pieces going into Saturday. And I know it's only early days, and a lot of things that I'll bring may take a little bit of time to embed. But in terms of the lads' attitudes to training, the willingness, the eagerness, you know, everything's been there. There's been a really good feeling around the place. Obviously, on the back of the win last Saturday, and then obviously the new appointment on Monday, the lads have given me everything they can do, and you know, we're as ready as we can be for tomorrow. Things will change, things will develop over the coming weeks, and you know, there may be comings, there may be goings, but in terms of the way we play and the style of play, I think hopefully the fans will see a glimpse of that tomorrow.
And there was 14 players last week who certainly put the name in the hat and said, right, new manager coming in, I'm going to perform. I don't think anyone was expecting the result we got last week against Kidderminster, a stunning performance. So I suppose that's the effect you wanted coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still not going to be at full strength. You know, Chris Lynch misses out tomorrow and Kurt Willoughby still misses out tomorrow. But you know, the lads have given a really good account of themselves. We have brought in a couple of additions to the playing staff this week. But, you know, in terms of who was on show last week, then the majority of them, you know, deserve to go again. There will be tweaks slightly to the starting 11. But the majority of them lads that performed well last week will get the opportunity to go and show that it wasn't just a one-off. It was them staking a claim to get more points on the board for FC United.
Now, one of the players who's come in is Michael Potts, coming from Bamber Bridge. He's a quality player. What can you tell us about him, and where's he going to fit in?
Potts is, you know, he played for me at Bamber Bridge, and he, fantastic leadership qualities. He's played this level before. He's played higher, but stuck at Bamber Bridge because of the relationship that we had together. And, you know, he was the first signing that I was desperate to make. He's a defensive midfielder, deep line midfielder. Fantastic leadership, organisational qualities on the pitch, but then brings real quality as well. And, you know, players will learn off him. Potsy's 26 now, and players will learn off him. Fit lad, hungry to do well, and can't wait to play tomorrow. So, you know, that'll be an addition and a welcome addition to the squad.
You said as well, Renault, that there's a couple of signings. Breaking news, who's the other signing?
Yeah, we've got a young lad joining us, Josh Wallen, Australian, but he was a scholar at Queen's Park Rangers. He's moved to the northwest. I know that he's training with a full time club at the minute, and until that deal gets over the line, then the manager has agreed for us to utilise him and hopefully, you know, be part of the squad moving forward. Whether or not he signs his professional terms and then he's loaned back to us, I'm not sure yet. But he's a huge addition, and that's Josh Wallen.
And where does he play?
Centre midfielder, again, deep line centre midfield, and the way we play, you know, a 4-2-3-1, he could forge a relationship with Potts.
Let's talk about tomorrow then. Last week you said you owe Brackley one. Brackley, very in the playoff positions, had very successful seasons of late. What are you expecting from them?
You know, I've spoken to many people this week, and I've watched enough clips and videos on Brackley. Brackley are a good side. You know, we would have to be at our best, and again, you know, to get something from the game tomorrow. But there's no reason why we won't be. You know, Brackley are big, they're strong, they're powerful. They like to go from back to front really quickly, probably in a 4-4-2. I think they've changed the formation slightly. But, you know, they'll come here tomorrow and hopefully a packed Broadhurst Park. You know, we can nullify them, stifle them and impose our gameplay on them. But, you know, confidence is riding high around the club. It's been a really good week. So, for as much attention as I will pay to Brackley, you know, this is about, you know, my team now and what we do tomorrow, nullifying their strengths and just expressing ourselves on the pitch and giving a really good account of ourselves.
So you listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio, radio for FC United Manchester, and that was the sound of Neil Reynolds there talking ahead of this weekend's, well, today's game, which is very exciting.
Brackley Town.
And just while I'm dragging this out a little bit, letting you know that you can get in touch on FCUM Radio if you're on the old Twitteroo there. Ben's finding this picture of the grey jeans, black shoes combo. I don't really see what the problem is. They're Doc Martens. Oh, I see. Oh, they've got those kind of fancy pointing shoes in front. Hey, it looks quite snazzy, Ben.
Charlton Wheeler, first response to the arrival. It's a nice photo. It's a standard photo in front of the SMRE there. First response from Charlton Wheeler. No.
Yeah, which is very, very supportive, Charlton.
Mm-hmm. And that then followed FC United announced new boy band.
Who else is in that crop
think
photo?
Just general, generic pretty boys, I think.
Let's have a look. Let's have a quick check. Oh, no, that's One Direction,
Ben. Is that One Direction? Yeah. Okay. Just your general response to fashion faux pas. Fashion's very important in Manchester.
Faux pas?
Very important in Manchester.
No, it's not anymore, Ben.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It means nothing out there on the streets. It means nothing. People wear Crocs outside. If fashion was important in Manchester, you wouldn't see that nonsense kicking around. Let me tell you that for nothing. So, off the bottom of the league.
Yes, so SC United taking on Brackley Town this afternoon, 2:30. You can join us for full coverage here on SC Radio. But if you can make it in person, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff and it's bound to be a raucous atmosphere in Broadhurst Park this afternoon.
And off the bottom of the table.
Yes.
Right. Talk us through how the league looks.
Without you showing me, even though I've left the window open for you, top left there, I'm going to look away. Southport are top bottom of the table currently. And we're second bottom and Nuneaton Borough, who are in all kinds of problems at the moment off the pitch. They're just above us on goal difference alone.
What's happening in Nuneaton?
Their ownership is nobody knows who owns them, and they've got
financial... Nobody knows?
Nobody knows who owns them. They've got a very complicated ownership
is
model.
Is it you? Have you got it? No. Is it you? I don't think I own us.
It's very complicated, and they've run out of money, and it's looking a bit grim. And the supporters want to take the club over, and that's a problem if you don't know who owns it, because you can't buy the club off somebody who doesn't actually... own it.
Who will buy these sweet red roses? Who will buy little milk, mister? I've got some milk. I mean, it's straight out of Oliver, isn't it, Ben?
It is. And the other problem is, as well, for those teams around us, is obviously FC United travelled to Nuneaton a few weeks ago and got beat. So that's one thing. However, Southport went there and won. If Nuneaton go bust, Southport lose those 3 points.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do we get points back?
No, but nothing ventured, nothing gained.
True. It's
but we wish everyone well at Nuneaton, but it's looking a bit grim. And then
it's a shame, isn't it? Because this is a good-looking league. It's a good-looking group of teams. It'd be a shame to see anyone get relegated out of this group of teams. It's a good, solid, northern group of clubs.
Northern, there's a couple on the outskirts which you go, that's not North. Like, Kidderminster.
Yeah, not particularly.
That's not North. I'd argue Boston isn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is Boston? It's just south of Birmingham, isn't it?
Lincolnshire.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
It's near Skegness. And Leamington isn't the North.
So those are the three teams you'd like to see relegated then?
And Nuneaton isn't the North. It's Warwickshire. It's ridiculous. Not as bad as a few years ago where we played Lowestoft.
So, put yourself, 30-odd games into the future, Ben. How do you feel this is turning out? Do you
think FC are going to be right? If we play like we did last week, then we'll be fine.
So why did we play so much better on Saturday?
I don't know.
You said that we should have been 5 up by half-time.
Yes.
Why?
Because we missed about 3 sitters.
So is this because Kidderminster didn't perform? Or
listening back to the commentary, Kidderminster missed a couple of sets as well, so it should have been about 5.
Second place, Kidderminster Harriers.
Yeah, full time. At their gaff.
Yeah.
And we had so many players out injured and suspended as well. It was just weird. But there was something that clicked in a couple of the players, and that was very, very important. And it's like Swampy said last week on Red Rebel Radio, which is also out this week as well, is the fact that some of the players stepped up because they wanted to put themselves in a position to...
Get a game
under the new management. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes today. We have signed a couple of new players as well.
Already?
Yeah.
Is this people that Renault knows?
Yep.
Renault's?
Well, one player in particular.
Right.
But I'm sure there'll be more.
Are you interested in watching the Freddie Mercury film? Let's move on.
No.
No interest?
No interest.
Because?
I don't like the drum and the guitarist enough to go and
support. But it's not about the drum and the guitarist. It's about Freddie Mercury, the film.
Yeah, no, but I think they had something to do with the making of it. They're producers of it.
Well, I mean, they're going to make a lot of money out of it, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. So yeah. I don't really want to get
involved. You know who was going to be playing Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen.
That Baron I would have loved to have seen.
Yes.
It was a genuinely great moment
for him.
Well,
blocked it?
Well, he walked away.
No. He did. Well, it was blocked because he wasn't willing to bend on a couple of things.
Yeah, so he walked away because he wasn't willing to
do it. Yeah, but it was the people who were insisting that he did certain things.
Well, yeah, so he walked away. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we're arguing at this point. We both agree with each other.
It's the two people I just said earlier that who are the problem with the film, for me.
In other news, Ed Sheeran donates 6 pairs of pants to charity auction. I've got a point on that. Who cares?
Oh, but you care about Sean Walsh.
From Strictly?
Yeah.
You
had a big rant last week.
You're right.
You cannot sit here and say otherwise.
No, you're right. I care about the situation. Yeah, I still,
why?
I still think it's wrong.
It's none of your business.
I like that Charles nailed it last week. And, oh, God. Wasn't it great? And Danny John-Jules.
59?
Love watching him dance. 59? Did you see him a couple weeks ago? He was in part of these on the results show. It was like, oh, let's go backstage and have a chat with Danny John-Jules. He did a weird hands neck headstand thing.
Yes.
He's 59 years old. If I can do that, Ben, when I'm 59, I'll be absolutely thrilled.
Well, I remember doing... Do you remember Sing, Sing, Sing? The Benny Goodman song.
The song,
Back in the day, I could... Because it's a long song.
Oh, it's 8 minutes.
Right, but I would do like a lot of moving around to that if I was dancing.
Yeah. I remember you're dancing.
Yeah. Right, so... No, it wasn't Mac Two-Step. It was like a full-on kicking session going on.
No, what? You've never done that.
You've
never done that. You've always had the Mac Two-Step, regardless of the song.
I was going to say...
It's only words... You're doing a Mank Two-Step in the corner.
I would never dance to that song.
I'm sure I've seen it.
Anyway, I was tired.
You know, someone said
and
to
I'm
me today...
I wasn't 59.
Someone said to me today they're off to a stag do this weekend. I was talking about what's involved. It sounded like an absolute bloody nightmare, Ben. But they said, you've been in good stag do's? I went, you know what I have? I have been on some good ones. Name a favourite? I said, my friend Ben's.
Good.
It's a good stag do that, mate. I don't mean this in any disrespect to any of my other friends.
Just to clear this up, 3 days of music, jam. I could have put this: music, drinking, and shooting.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, we should be clear about the shooting. Yeah. I feel like that's the point that needs clarifying. There was clay pigeons.
Yeah, with real guns.
Some of the funniest thing I've ever seen. Some of that.
Paul.
I mean, but the
scary thing. I mean, we could say this because it's. Andy Sheffield, who's a guitarist of the Hard Luck Child, who provided the music for the MPL show, he nailed every single clay pigeon.
He did.
And that led me to believe that if there was an apocalypse, I'm going straight round to his house because he'll look after me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Let's move on again.
Yep.
Piers Morgan.
Do we have to, Marv?
Well, I just want to know what his game is.
he's a clickbait monster.
Or...
No, he is. He's a big troll. Just leave him. We shouldn't even discuss him.
Or is he like Batman?
What?
Now, Batman helps people by being a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Is Piers Morgan doing the same?
Are you suggesting that Piers Morgan is the hero that we... That
the city's always needed.
But not one that we... Oh, he's the hero that we deserve, but not one that we need.
Exactly, Ben. Perfectly put. Last week, he went all, online about Craig David or someone carrying...
No, it was James Bond.
Daniel Craig, that's right. Yeah. Carrying a baby in one of
these... Oh, that was your joke. Sorry, Mav. Go back. That was funny.
No,
go
forget
on.
It, mate.
No. Craig David. Craig David. It's much funnier than the
Craig
actual
David's
real thing. Yeah, Craig David.
Filling it in, bringing his baby on
he
one of these
baby carriers.
He was
bound to have kids, given his... How's the word? How lively he was... Back in the late 90s.
Craig David?
With his sleeping around.
Well, it was always
going to... bound to have kids.
No, you're thinking of someone else. If you're thinking of, I went for a drink on Monday, went for a thing on Tuesday...
It was Craig David, wasn't it?
No, that was someone else.
It was Craig David.
No, Craig David did Rewind when the crowd say Bo. Selector.
It was Craig David.
No, took her for a drink on Monday, went for a dance on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday, and then Thursday...
Craig David.
Was it Craig David?
Yeah.
Fair enough, it's Craig David. Anyway, my point about Piers Morgan... Obviously, I agree. When he's just doing that thing about Craig David having a kid and all that kind of stuff, it's like, Piers, wind your neck in, no one cares. But apparently the internet cares enough to make a big deal out of it and get Piers even more notoriety than he's already got. However, Ben, as a result of this, men have come forward from all possible angles going, hey, I'm a decent, normal human being man, of which we could do with a good amount of these days, because most men are awful by all accounts, Ben. So there's now this big wave of men going, look at me, I'm carrying a baby, I'm a single father, or I'm in a loving relationship and I look after the kid from time to time. You know, that is a positive outcome, Ben. So is Piers Morgan the villain we've always wanted?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I can't be doing with him.
No,
just
me neither.
Go away.
Just checking.
No. And the thing is, I can't carry one of those papooses either. It really hurts your back.
Does it? Yeah. You tried them?
Yeah. I tried it with me second, and it was just like, oh, both my first two was like, oh God, my back.
You've always had a dodgy back, haven't you? I remember us lifting sofas together and going, lift with your knees, and you not listening to that. Couldn't really get it like more than an inch off the floor. It was like me lifting it and you pushing it.
That's not true.
It is. Heavy furniture has never been your thing, mate.
No, no.
You're a good mover. You're very consistent. You're committed to it. You carry bags and boxes. Heavy things is not your thing. And that's all right. We've all got strengths. You know, I'm really good at lifting everything.
You're listening to the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FC UM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And very shortly, we're going to be doing the song for the kids, Marv.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I thought I'd bring it back, even though you've not prepped for it. Should we do it now?
Well, I was going to play the Sonics.
Oh, because it's Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll play the Cramps.
Oh, the Cramps? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Teenage Werewolf is a nice song, I think, for Halloween. This is
Tell us a little bit about it, Ben.
I think it's from the album The Songs That the Lord Taught Us, and it's covers, mainly. So these are old 50s rockabilly kind of things, hidden from the depths of human knowledge for years. Then the Cramps come along, and several people... listened to it and went, oh.
Several people.
Yeah. Well, the Cramps weren't as big as they should have been back in the day.
Weren't as big as Oasis, were they?
It wasn't that period in time, man.
No,
it was
like the late 70s. I'm saying, they weren't as big as Oasis.
No, they weren't as big as Oasis. They weren't,
as big as Iggy Pop, were they?
Yeah, or the B-52s.
No, we could play this game all day long.
Yeah. If only they had a one-hit thing that could have propelled them into... Anyway, this is the Halloween special of the Shindig Breakfast Show. And coming up now is
Trick
song
or Treat
by the Cramps. It's I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Sorry, just before we get into this.
Actually, shall we play a different song?
I was thinking that last year, because it was my first year here for Halloween, and I had Trick or Treaters. I'm not going to be in this weekend, unfortunately, so I'm going to get the joy of kids coming around
Your
who aren't dressed.
House is going to be absolutely trash.
They don't get dressed in Halloween outfits. They just come to the front door and go, Trick or Treat, mate.
Yep.
So, is that it, kids? Guys, lads, in your 20s.
Play Sunglasses After Dark instead. Right, we'll it's from the same album.
Lovely stuff, Ben. Thank you very much.
Sensational, that.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Thanks,
really,
Mark.
Really, really good. Oh, what's this? What's this happening here? Hello? What's happening? Hello? Hiya, kids. Good morning, kids. Welcome to Shindy Breakfast Show, kids. We're down, we're hip, we're happening, we're cool. Just this morning, as an example, I was listening to DJ DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Ben. Who you been listening to?
I've been listening to a bit of my local MP, Mark Garnier.
Mark Garnier, Ben. All right, what's he done?
He's a Tory. I don't know. Probably robbed from the poor, Marv.
Vote for Greg. It was Greg.
Greg Wallace.
No, it wasn't Greg Wallace. Come on.
Hi, kids.
He's the guy that wears Hat of Hats and presents MasterChef. Vote for Greg. It's like a one-syllable surname as well.
Dish.
Yeah, Greg Deesh, that was his name, yeah. Anyway, Ben, what have we got for happening by with the kids?
Well, Marv, we've got the brand new single from Wigan-born Richard Ashcroft,
Richard
Marv.
Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah, he's got...
I knew a Richard Ashcroft at university.
Did you?
Lovely lad.
You are a lucky man.
Oh. He
was it a bit of sweet relationship?
He didn't come back after the end of the first year. Huh? Never saw him again.
Oh.
Could be a really terrible story, I've got no idea. Anyway, this Richard Ashcroft, Ben, this one's from The Verve, right?
Yes, the Richard Ashcroft from The Verve. Mm. He's got a brand new album out. His fifth album, Mav. His fifth solo album.
Really?
You believe it?
How many did The Verve do?
Three.
Was it three?
Yeah, about that. Natural Rebel is the title of the album, and we're going to be playing the lead single from this surprising fifth album. It's Surprised
Why
by
it,
the Joy,
Why
Mav.
Is it a surprising album?
Because I'm
surprising how bad it is.
Well, I've not heard the album yet. This is my first time listening.
Oh.
He's been on everything the past couple of weeks.
I thought you said it was really bad off the air.
Well, I've listened to a bit of it.
Right, how much do you listen to? 10 seconds?
No, I've listened to half a song. Maybe I was going to play it for the pick of the week, and then I went, I can't pass that. No.
Maybe it's going to be like Babylon Zoo. I'm a spaceman.
I remember
Babylon
Spaceman,
Zoo.
Yeah.
Because it was like a terrible
song.
Terrible song with a really good 10 seconds for the jeans advert.
It took off.
Well, the jeans advert helped, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Spaceman, I always wanted you to go. Anyway.
Intergalactic Ride.
Let's have a sample.
Oh, yeah, you want
to listen? Of this single.
All right, let's have a
listen.
Let's
share this joy together, man.
Give us an introduction one more time.
This is Surprised by the Joy, radio edit version by Richard Ashcroft.
Great opening, straight away. I like that. Bam, bum, bum, bam, bum, bum.
So, Mav, you and I have been in studios recording music stuff. Yeah. I'd be very disappointed if my session drummer came up with an opening beat like that, Mav.
Yeah, what I'd like is, hey, Paul, can you do like a ring digga dang ding digga 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 ding just to open it up, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can do that for you, no worries. Not quite, just like bum ba da bum ba da digga da da da.
And didn't we ask you to bring a proper drum kit, not one of those electric drum kits? Because that's what that sounds like.
Yeah, okay, do you want me to get the real drum kit out?
Please.
I'll give it a go. Yeah, he's not quite got it, Paul. Just once more. Rig-a-ding-ding.
That's one of those electric drum kits with the blockbuster cube things, square things. You know hexagon things? What do you call them?
What?
You remember the old 1980s electric drum kits that
They're just called electric drum kits, mate.
Yeah, but they had electric. They had hexagon-shaped...
Hexagonal.
Hexagonal symbols.
Symbols, yeah. I mean, yeah. They still do them.
They still do.
Yeah, they're still available.
Ridiculous.
I had to go on an electric drum kit recently.
Yeah, how was
it? The pads are tiny. I kept missing them. It's ridiculous. Anyway, one more go, Paul. If you don't get it right this time, we're just going to crack on with the song, right? Dicky-dung, dicky-dicky-dicky-dicky-dicky. You know, something like a nice and flashy, please. All right. We'll crack on. What's your 5-second mark there, Ben? How are you feeling so far?
It's like we'd learnt nothing from 1997.
How many ways? Instantly, I hate his voice. It's just...
No,
I
like
never got on board with
I
it.
Like
I never did,
voice.
Mate. I never got on board.
I like his voice. There's a couple of songs which... Velvet Morning was a lovely song by The Verve. History was a nice song. But some of it is a bit like... Ugh.
Yeah, lots of it.
Ugh.
Well, I'm a lucky man. It's impressive. I'll give him that. About being able to maintain a flat note. Regardless of the rest of the band actually being in key. It's impressive to be able to... Let's have a look. Oh, good grief, Ben. Look at these words.
He is 47 now.
How many ways can you kill a man? That's all we understand. Want to walk through the garden with you, smash you over the head and bury you under the... Oh, that's
no,
a good
no,
word,
that's...
Isn't it?
Yeah. Can you kill a man?
That's all they understand. It's hard going
it
in.
It is hard, isn't it? Wanna
walk the garden. I mean, does Richard Ashcroft sing this in the studio and go, nailed it. Absolutely. Nailed it. Is that what happens?
If you're not adding anything new, I don't think you should bother.
So you're saying there's nothing new about this?
No. You know, Noel Gallagher's last album, there was some new bits, because he met a new producer, he got him to do some new things.
Not good bits, but new bits.
There was a couple of good moments in that album.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree.
No, there was. We played one and we enjoyed
we'll
it.
We'll agree to disagree. Yeah.
If you're writing stuff which is pretty much the same as you've always written and produce it the same way you've always produced it,
yeah,
then there's no point.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think you're absolutely
there's
right.
Absolutely no point. You might as well just carry on gigging and playing what people want to hear.
I also hate this.
What, the front cover?
Him holding an acoustic guitar over his head, looking like he's not aged a day since 1996.
To be fair, Richard Ashcroft's always dressed very well.
Very thin, isn't he?
Yeah, he reminds me of a fashionable Neil Reynolds.
It just reminds me of all things.
Sorry, Neil, that's a joke. Sorry.
He'll get it. He's all right. Reno's right into it. It just reminds me of all things I didn't like about Richard Ashcroft in the first place and The Verve. I just never really got into
the
them.
The Verve were good.
I don't know why I say a point and you just argue with me. Why can't you just take my point on board and say, okay, Marv, I understand that you didn't like The Verve.
What the problem with The Verve was...
God, you're annoying. We're going to stop doing
with
the show.
The problem with The Verve was...
This is the last ever
I'm making a good point. The problem with The Verve was, and it was the problem after Oasis' first two albums as well, nobody knew where to go next. So what they did was repeat over and over and over again. And that's when you get to Travis and the Stereophonics and Coldplay.
Hey, Ben, wait.
And
Ben,
Embrace,
wait, stop
and
it.
The music.
Stop it. The what?
The music. What do you not remember the
what's
music?
That?
God, you cheer everyone up.
I remember Editors.
The Editors at the moment.
See, you are ridiculous. They were terrible. But we'll agree on this. I remember Embrace.
Embrace were terrible.
They did that England football song.
They did. They also did Don't Be a Fool Again, Just Another Hooligan. Oh, that was nice. A good. I like
clever,
that song.
It's a good lyric. Yeah, that's really good. Actually, as it turns out.
But that wasn't sung by the main singer. That was sung by the guitarist. That's probably why I liked it.
Who was it that did? She left me on Friday. It was the weekend.
Dodger, Blue Toes.
No, come on.
Shed Seven.
That's who it was. Did you know? Were you playing?
No.
Yeah, Shed Seven.
I just named those D-listed indie bands.
They did
the
Going for Gold, She Left Me on Friday, which is the worst song except the Scatman.
Burn Down the Disco. Disco Burn Down or whatever it was.
Disco Down.
Disco Down.
Yeah, yeah. Always a tambourine.
To be fair, the only one who's come out of the 90s in any form of style.
I know the answer to this. Alicia's Attic.
No, I was going to say Damon Albarn, because he basically went, I can't keep doing this, I'm going to do, something else.
People aren't going to like what I do next, but I'm going to keep going.
Exactly. That's what everyone's failed to do apart from him.
Just love the idea of him, Richard Ashcroft, singing this song in the studio and the producer sitting there going, God, it's really good, Richard. You've absolutely nailed it. You've basically done exactly what you did 20 years ago. Yeah.
Shall we turn our attention now away from that?
God, yeah.
What rating are you going to give it? It's got a nice orchestral bit. String section.
Turn it up a little bit. Now stop it. Now turn it up again. Now stop it and never play it again. I'm going to give it a 4.
I'll give it a 4 as well. I think that's fair.
That seems pretty fair, doesn't it?
I think you know, they're playing their own instruments.
Exactly. He's managed to play a guitar. He gets a point for that.
There's a string section and they brought a choir in.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, considering the life he's had, he still sounds exactly the same, so that's impressive by itself. I don't sound the same as I did 20 years ago, but...
Yeah, you've upped the ante, haven't you?
Stop it.
It's now time, just before we go, because Marv is insisting that we do this, we focus on all forms of football here on the Shindig Breakfast Show. We've done a bit of rugby league. We've even done Australian rules now and then. But it's now time to draw our eyes to the sport otherwise known as the National Padded Bumping League.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Coming to Wembley, where they'll sell tickets for £120, yet strangely sell out. How much spare money do Southerners have? Seriously.
Madness, isn't it? I mean, you know they're going to give a lot of game tickets away for corporate and all that kind of stuff, but still, Ben, absolutely crackers, mate. So what are we looking at here? This is week 8. We want week 7.
I'm starting to cry about this, Marv. It's like I don't care enough.
Do you not? Have you not been watching it?
I've been watching bits. I've been trying to keep up because I know you're going to bring it up. But you're flogging a dead horse here, Marv, to be fair. You're like some kind of cult.
I'm a cult?
Mm-hmm.
What's a cult?
From Indianapolis.
Like a horse?
Yeah, you're flogging a dead horse. You're a...
I'm flogging a dead colt. It's a strange old phrase, isn't it, Ben? Anyway, for those people that are interested, the Browns still didn't manage to get a win again.
Get in touch and let us know if you are actually genuinely interested in this. I think it's
the Patriots won again.
Because Marv really cares about this, and I'm showing total indifference.
Let me explain this. It's not that I really care, because I still don't understand it fully. I couldn't name all the positions, for example. There's a tight end. There's a defensive end.
I could name you every single side, but that's because
I could name every single side as well.
Just in case you ever go on pointless.
And I know who's doing well and who's doing badly and all that kind of stuff, and I like it. But it's just not football, Ben, and that's what I like about it, mate. I mean, you know...
There's other sports that aren't football.
I know, but not that are really well covered on non-Sky television, because I don't have Sky.
That's true.
It's not like I can just tune in and watch some handball, you know? I mean, that'd be well into that, Ben.
I think it's on the red button.
Is it? Some handball.
There's a lot. To be fair to the BBC, there's so many sports now that are on the red button. But they keep it under the radar. It's really good down the red button.
Right.
If you go on the red button, there'll be something on.
Good story.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm kind of looking over the scores because I haven't actually caught up yet this week because I'm yet to watch the highlights packages. But there's not much here to talk about. The Chiefs won again. They had a great game last week. You pointed out against New England, that New England won right at the death. It was a great game. But Chiefs have won the subsequent game. And the Washington Redskins, against all expectations, have actually managed to win a few games this year.
I'll tell you what is interesting about American football.
What's that?
The way their owners try and take a stranglehold over the local city that they're in, saying, you build us a stadium or we're going to move.
Mm.
Some of the stadiums are and a lot of mayors have gone, okay. And they've built the most incredible stadiums. The one that the LA Rams are building at the moment.
Oh, it's insane.
Sorry. The ones that Los Angeles are building at the moment for the LA Rams and the LA Chargers is amazing.
I mean, it's a cracker sport. It's not like you can just start a new club and, you know, try and get it promoted through the leagues and get into the NFL. It doesn't work like that. You have to buy a franchise and create a new city.
No, you basically go, right, we've been here for 50 years. You don't love us enough. We're going now. But okay, what do you need from us? We'll build you anything. It's absolutely bonkers. It's like if you want to succeed, do it yourself.
Well, yeah, but you can't in America. That's the point, Ben.
And the weirdest thing about American dream, is it? The weirdest thing about the sport is it's the most capitalist sport in the world, yet has a very, very socialist, communist way of dealing with finances and player distribution. Just so even and fair-handed. Bonkers sport.
It's crazy. Yeah. But I love it, Ben. And it's not British football anymore, because I've had it up to here with this. Not FC. I'm not going to go FC, but, you know.
The only way is up, and hopefully we'll be on our way up now, Marv, under Neil Reynolds.
That's right.
FC United,
go on, Reno.
FC United against Brackley Town this afternoon from 2:30 live here on FC Radio. Look out as well on Sunday, women's team live returns at Stockport County. We'll be hosting FC United's women's team. 2 o'clock kickoff at Woodley Sports. You can't make it in person. We'll have live coverage. And then on Tuesday night, it's FC United against Alfreton Town. That's live from Broadhurst Park. And that's live on FC Radio and North Manchester 106.6 FM.
Get in.
Yeah. So that's all happening this week, Mark.
How's our relationships with North Manchester FM these days?
Better.
Yeah,
better. Much better.
Why? They used to be bad.
Well, there was a few moments back in the day, weren't there?
Because of you.
Was it because of me?
Because of Swampy.
No, was it because of us? We were fine.
What was the problem?
I'm not going to get into it. No. There was nothing wrong with the people running North Manchester FM or anything like that.
No.
No. All it was fine.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reassuring.
Don't forget, let it play out. I need to publicise other shows.
We'll have plenty of time. We've still got minutes to go.
If we don't talk over the music, we have to pay for.
Good point.
Don't forget as well, look out for Red Rebel Radio with Swampy, where he'll be giving his views of the last 7 days or so. That's available on this very channel, as is the MPL show, as is all.
What does that phrase mean, this very channel? I'm not going to go at you, because lots of people do this. Maybe this is Marvin's Rant of the Week. Do you want to introduce it?
It's now time for Marv's Rant of the Week.
Oh, don't go anywhere, because coming up next on this very station, don't go anywhere, because coming up with this next very sandwich, what is the word very doing in those sentences, Ben? It's got no place
adding
there.
Adding flavour, Marv.
What?
Adding flavour.
It's not adding
flavour. It's adding importance.
Use another word. Use an accurate word. It's like people that say things are more unique than something else. You can't have something that's more unique. It's either unique or it's not unique. It's either one of a kind or it's part of a group of things that are like it.
Look out for This Club Is My Club as well on Sunday night, where Marv will be doing another happy sports report. Can't believe you laughed at Southport being bottom of the table, by the way. That's unbelievable.
I couldn't help myself. That's
terrible.
Whoever, it's not, you know, it's not specific to Southport. It's just that it's not FC anymore.
They spent a lot.
Whoever it was.
Southport spent a lot of money, to be fair, to be bottom of the table.
It's a shame for them. We weren't anymore. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha. Southport.
On the Merseyside. Well, they're not Merseyside anymore. I think they had a vote about 10 years ago and they said we're in Lancashire now.
Really?
Yeah, they left Merseyside. They seceded from the Scouse Empire.
Anyway, you've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show with him, Ben.
And you, Marv.
Thank you, Ben. And we'll be back next week with more shindiggery. But until then, I guess we should say goodbye.
I think you guessed right.
Goodbye.